Welcome to the first episode. Especially these days, you as a student might be confronted with an exceptional and new situation, and you may face new challenges of self-organization. In times of Corona, daily structure changed and basic routine stopped. While one can think that this is an opportunity for efficient studying, because of fewer classes, you have fewer leisure activities, you have fewer social contacts and maybe no part-time job anymore, it can happen that the contrary is the case and there's only little progress in independent learning. You might be dissatisfied with your working progress, you might blame yourself and you tend to procrastinate, and you don't have a good work-life balance. This is one of the main reasons why students contact us in our counseling center. Therefore, we decided to dedicate the first episode on this. Procrastination means to consciously put off or postpone or start last minute with an important task that needs to be accomplished despite negative consequences. And it is no wonder that it is very common among students because you have large projects like a bachelor or master thesis with unclear deadlines that you can choose yourself and little reward structure or little positive feedback. To an extent, it is also normal, but if it becomes excessive, it can hinder productivity and leads to feelings of stress, guilt, self-doubt, and loss of personal productivity, which then might promote further procrastination. Now, more than ever, it is important to find a good and healthy working routine that is neither undemanding nor overstraining and that avoids procrastination. So, the first step is to recognize your pattern. Take a moment to think. How and when do you procrastinate? Have you, for example, ever found yourself suddenly start housekeeping exercises because they seem to be important before starting? Or having a much longer coffee break than planned? Or watching just a quick YouTube video in the break to relax a little, and then you find yourself not being able to start again? A lot of times, procrastination is more subtle than you think. A typical vicious circle looks like this. You are staying at home and are supposedly working on your project, but then end up organizing other things, like listening to this podcast, organizing some folders, looking for Christmas gifts. Meanwhile, telling yourself, okay, just a few minutes and then I will start. You are avoiding unpleasant work, and by that you get a short-term reward. So this is called negative reinforcement in psychology, meaning that an aversive vent is removed. But on the long run, inattention because of unfinished work is increasing. So at the end of the day, you don't feel good about yourself because you neither enjoyed your time nor did you productively work on your project. For the next day, you plan even a higher amount of work because you think you have to catch up on the work that you didn't do today. So you cancel your plans with friends or free time because this would cost too much guilt. But this full working plan then leads you to even avoid starting even more the next morning because the target is put up and the pressure is so high and your motivation is even lower. So your unconscious has learned to deal with the situation, and that is with procrastination, looking away and distraction. And the vicious circle continues like this. You are not allowing yourself to take some time off because you didn't finish the project yet. Instead, you only allow yourself short grace periods. So, to exit that vicious circle, what you should do as a first step is to plan your day constructively. We believe that it can be helpful to establish a weekly timetable with not only fixed working hours, but also fixed free time, so that you can manage to efficiently work in the long run. I don't know if you have already worked with a fixed working schedule, but from our experience, it's worth to give it a try and to stick to some rules. So, Let's start with the first exercise and create your weekly schedule. Take a piece of paper and pencil and divide that sheet into 7 boxes for the 7 days of the week. Now, first, note down fixed appointments that are safe and that you cannot change. So, for example, fixed working hours in a part-time job. Second, plan your free time for every day and take at least 1 day completely off work. For you, this might sound unusual, but we believe that it's necessary to be efficient in the long run. It won't help you to postpone planned activities with friends or physical activity because you feel too guilty to do it. Most people are not so good at relaxing. Many people feel guilty when they relax and rest. And maybe especially you, when you decided to study in a different country in order to get a degree, and you actually have a lot of pressure in your back. But the stress you are experiencing can impact your ability to carry out university tasks. In the 3rd episode of this podcast, we will talk about the effect this can have on your mental health and what you can do to learn to relax. But for now, what is important is to plan your free time and refuel energy and to look after yourself in order to be successful in the long run. So, find activities that you like to do at home or outside if possible and note them down. Especially during this ongoing corona time, it may now for a long time have not been possible to do your favorite free time activities, and you might become a bit tired of doing the same things every day. So, make yourself aware that now, more than ever, it should be important to be creative and think of new small activities that help you to have a good work-life balance. So, for example, try a new product in the supermarket that you would never buy and try to make a meal out of it. Or go for a walk and put your attention on things you would normally not put your attention on. Like, okay, how many different trees do I see on this walk and what do they look like? But maybe you can come up with even better and maybe more suitable ideas. Apart from that, we believe that it's very important to stay in contact with others. So plan to socialize at least once a day. This can be online or maybe to meet up or to go for a walk with somebody. Also, and very importantly, plan a physical activity every day in your weekly schedule. So, sport exercises are important for the physical and mental well-being. You can, for example, do little workouts from home. There are several apps that can help you with that, and they don't even have to be that long. If you are still looking for ideas for free time activities and ways to get in contact with others, it might be helpful to take a look at Compass, belonging to the International Office University Bremen. They carry out international and intercultural projects and bringing foreign and German students together, and they keep you updated. So if you want, you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. Just type in Compass International Uni Bremen. Okay. Then third, after you planned your free times and fixed appointments, take a moment to estimate. How many hours will you be able to concentrate on studying during a day and a week? This is your set point, and it doesn't make sense to study more even if requirements are higher. In our opinion, one important skill that needs to be acquired during studying is to learn to assess yourself and what your own learning capacity is. We generally recommend to form working units. So, for example, maybe 45 minutes followed by a 15-minute break, because it has proven that after 45 minutes, concentration decreases and a break is needed. And then plan a realistic amount of working units per day. Set yourself a task that you can fulfill at first. Start low and then increase the amount slowly. So start with something that sounds possible to you and give yourself the promise to realize that tiny step. It is not important how big the progress is. What is important is to set yourself a goal that you can achieve, because by that you strengthen your self-esteem and you learn to be proud of yourself, and you will be more motivated in the next exercise, so that way you can exit that vicious circle. I will give you an example. So maybe you can say, okay, today I will learn page 1 till 15 from 10 to 10:45 and then from 11 to 11:45. And then I will take a break, cook a nice meal for myself. And then I will start again at 2 o'clock and I will continue with a repetition for one broken unit, so for 45 minutes. And then in the afternoon, I want to go for a walk with a friend. And at night, I will go to my part-time job. If possible, try to work during the day, not in the late evening or at night. And do the toughest task when you feel freshest. If you have finished your weekly schedule, take a moment to look at it and to assess if it looks manageable to you. Then, give that working structure a try and reflect at the end of the week how it has worked out. Try at least a couple of times before you decide whether it's good for you or not. And then think of what you want to adapt in such a way that you feel it's manageable to fulfill the task for the next week. Keep in mind, at the beginning, creating a routine is tough and difficult to establish. This will get better with time. And really try to stick to your schedule. So stop working when the planned working unit is over and keep the planned leisure time. At the same time, make yourself clear, displeasure is not an excuse to change plans. In general, create yourself a good working environment. So try to find a workplace at home where you can best concentrate, and that is ideally associated with only working. Therefore, try to clean the desk from private utilities and take breaks outside of your workplace. Do not work in bed. And really try to separate work from all other activities. Also important, be kind to yourself if it doesn't work out as you had planned or wished for. So special circumstances require special measurements and the ability to forgive yourself if it doesn't work out perfectly. Here are some more tips if it's difficult for you to start at a scheduled time. So what I often hear from students is that they wait for a feeling of being motivated or getting into a flow that they experienced in the past. And it's somehow human to have that misconception in your mind. So we think that motivation leads to action, meaning that when we feel like doing it, we will do it. But research shows that it's actually the other way around. So action leads to motivation, which in turn leads to more action. So you might have that experience yourself. If you start a task and eventually you might say to yourself, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought. And then you keep up your work. So what needs to be done is to overcome the big step of starting, and that even if you don't feel motivated. Another tip would be, try to find a way to use social control. So for example, use an online platform to meet a friend or a fellow student to start your working day together. And then maybe even review each other's work in progress. Try to support each other and maybe you can even take lunch breaks together. If you find out that you cannot fulfill your planned working unit at all because the obstacle of already sitting in front of the desk and starting with a unit is insurmountable, you might as well try one different strategy that is called the 10-minute rule. So set a timer for 10 minutes and promise yourself that you will try to work for those 10 minutes. After that, you can decide if you want to continue or not. And you will see, and I have experienced that very often, that most of the time you will be able to manage to continue working. because you have overcome the first step. So, it will be interesting to find out how well your schedule is working for you and how well you are able to adjust it. But what if you find yourself expecting much more of yourself than you have actually achieved? Or that despite your well-organized plan, you realize that you can't continue working because you have too many negative thoughts in your mind? In the next episode, we will especially discuss the importance of how to deal with critical thoughts about yourself and the ability to appreciate and celebrate yourself. But for now, thanks for listening and good luck with creating your own working schedule.